So, Jordan, my question is, can living multi really help?
Bill, of course I believe it can. But before I explain why, I want to explain to the listeners what is currently available to them and what they may be taking in their multiple vitamin mineral product.
Because, sounds good.
Because after all, every nutritionist, even most doctors now, if someone says, what should I do for nutrition? Well, of course, take a good multiple. You read that in fitness magazines. Well, in addition to a good multiple. So I want to mention a few of the forms of multiple vitamin minerals that are out there, because I bet a lot of people didn't realize that the very first vitamin tablets, the multis, were cereal grass tablets in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and maybe some desiccated liver. Those were the two most popular vitamin mineral products, and of course they were whole foods with very low potencies. But since the word vitamin was discovered, which was actually thiamine, B1 was the first vitamin,
right.
Vital amine, if you will, they have been trying to synthesize and isolate and narrow down these chemicals to as naked and bare as we can. And what happens is we lose all of the necessary cofactors. So what I want to talk about is three types of multi-nutrients on the market. Number one is USP, or United States Pharmacopeia.
Right.
Number two are what they call food-based.
Okay.
And number three, I say so-called whole foods. Let's talk about number one. Number one, USP, are vitamins and minerals that have been synthesized or isolated and fractionated most of the time in a laboratory.
Now, Jordan, I've even heard that some of these can come from petroleum distillates and things like that.
That's true, and people say that various vitamins come from activated sewage sludge, and they come from shells and rocks.
Oh,
now, while that is true, I think people have gone a little overboard in trying to describe that these are worthless. Now, I think that there is some value to vitamins and minerals in USP form. However, the body does not handle them the way that it handles food. There is no doubt about it. This is where you've got maybe elevated blood levels, which talks about getting it absorbed,
right,
but not necessarily intracellular utilization, which is the key. You're not what you eat, you're what you utilize or assimilate.
Get it where it needs to be.
So USP vitamins definitely have their limitation. Also, certain USP vitamins, such as vitamin C, act very much like a pharmaceutical. Here's an example. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, is made from very purified corn syrup and then eventually a glucose molecule that has been altered and chemically processed several times.
So it's really from sugar.
It is. Now, what happens is when you take this ascorbic acid without the cofactors, the bioflavonoids, the vitamins, the other nutrients that are involved, the minerals, you're taking something that is very much like a drug. Now, I can prove this by the fact that when someone has a cold, they say, take vitamin C to bowel tolerance.
Right.
The reason that vitamin C works is vitamin C is very much an antibiotic, especially with its acidic nature, which is why it can cause stomach problems if you take it in high doses. But why would someone take up to 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C when you would need literally 1,000 oranges to get that? Doesn't nature prevent us from doing that? My point is, why would anyone want to consume nutrients in amounts that you could never get in nature? The body is designed not to be able to consume 100 oranges in a day. Of course, that would be a bowel tolerance problem as well, in addition to the vitamin C. But so that's USP vitamins and minerals are nutrients that have been highly purified. And again, they can provide some benefit, but I believe there's a better way. So what people did was they felt, well, if you take USP vitamins, they can sometimes cause a stomach upset, so they're better absorbed with food. Take them with your meals.
That's how I was directed.
So what people started to do was they started to mix USP vitamins with superfood concentrates like spirulina, chlorella, fruits, veggies, herbs, and they were called food-based. The problem is they're a lot more expensive than USP, and you're really just getting them with a small amount of food, so you should really take them with your meal and it would be just as good. Now, those, again, that's a step in the right direction. The problem is people who like the high potencies don't get as high with food-based, and they're also still getting USP mixed with food, and if you took the supplements separately, you'd probably be doing better off. So
right.
That's the second, food-based. Third are what they call food form, food state, or maybe whole food vitamins. Now, what this is, they take yeast, baker's yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, and they add USP-type nutrients to a broth, and they ferment the product for several hours or some talk about hydroponically grown. Now, the yeast, like it does with certain minerals like selenium and chromium, yeast being a single-celled plants, almost animals actually, do a very good job of incorporating certain nutrients into their structure.
Right.
Now, a couple of problems with this. First of all, it yields a product that can be between 50 and 90% yeast by weight. Now, although the yeast is deactivated or killed, heated, it still can be a potent allergen because yeast consumption of yeast can cause allergies in certain people. Also, you get a vitamin product, a multi, that contains a very large percentage of yeast and much lower potencies than USP. However, I do believe it's a step in the right direction, but I believe that there's still a way to improve it. So again, let's recap. You've got USP nutrients,
right,
which are isolated or fractionated at best, sometimes synthesized in a laboratory by the same people who sell most of the pharmaceuticals. Next, you've got food-based, which are USP-type nutrients added to whole foods, usually concentrates. And the third is what they call whole food vitamins and minerals, which the vitamins and minerals are added to and cultured or fermented using a yeast base. The end result is a deactivated product that has a high amount of yeast in it, inactive yeast because the yeast was deactivated, and does have a higher protein content and other maybe cofactor nutrients. And those are oftentimes combined with other whole foods as well. And when you talk about can Living Multi help, I want to talk about why Living Multi is so different and unique from everything that's been done before, but more importantly, how Living Multi can help you today.
Sounds great, Jordan.